Well, it was a good night's work. Again, the results more important than the performance at this stage of the season. That, you know, we just want to get a bit of confidence. One on Breed's confidence, and if you can get a few ones under your belt, it can take you up the league the way it does at the minute. There's no easy games. Credit to Limerick. They came with a game plan. They sat in. They frustrated us. They had us. They were very dangerous in the break because they have good players. You know, they went in front, and we showed good character. And we got back into the game right away, which was help. And that set us up for the second half to go out and try and get the winner, which we scored early. Unlucky in a couple of chances that we could have maybe scored a third and even a fourth, but that wasn't to be. And at the end of the game, Jared had to pull out a wonder save to keep us in it. But at the end of the day, we won the game, and that was the most important thing.
The three men making their debut, three men new to this league, how do you think they did?
Well, I think, I mean, they've been on training. They've been training really, really well. You can see, you know, that they have good ability, they have good technique. Aaron Spillane is a deep midfield player. He likes to get about the ball. He scored a great goal. You know, he just took it down and just more or less passed it on the net from outside the box. You know, Ali, he lengthens the game. He's got good legs. He runs on behind centre-halves. And, you know, Kenny just decided that, you know, it's time to have a look at these guys in the game. You can see them in training. This was an ideal opportunity to play them all together. Four new players, it doesn't add for a lot of fluidity in your team, but you have to try these things to try and get results, and we got the result, and that was the most important thing. You know,
it's a nice position to be in, to have people fighting for places now, because for a time it seemed like a team was picking itself.
Well, that's the way it was, you know, through a run of injuries and a run of players that probably weren't challenging the players that were playing week in, week out. You know, for the first time now this season, we've got a squad that, you know, you have cover and all areas of the park that people now are fighting for position. But again, you know, if you're chopping change in your team every week and your back four every week, it's very hard to get a solid, fluid performance from them. But to be fair to that, you know, the boys have come in. We had good experience with Dan and Piers all the night, you know, well experienced, have been about, know what the game's about, and you could see that, you know, settled the team in front of them. But, you know, there's competition now for Conor McDermott, young Owen Toll, you know, to get back in and they play, because they're all good players, and, you know, that'll make them hungry now and they'll be better for it.
Next week, you have a European game, really tough opposition.
Really tough opposition. You know, we've watched a couple of videos on them. We'll work on it over the week. We'll decide on how we want to play, how we'll set up, and we'll try and get, you know, the personnel in the positions that we think it'll give us a chance against them. But, you know, like Michelin last year, they're well seeded, they're highly ranked, and, you know, it'll be a big challenge. The only thing is, this year at least we'll be going on with a squad, whereas last year we had a bunch of kids going to play out and against Michelin. But again, it was good experience for them. But hopefully we can, you know, go and give the fans and the supporters a game, and maybe stay in the game and have something to build on out there.